Realize our love's potential, which is infinite. The more I give to thee, the more I have. Shakespeare understood that math. We're going to continue with Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, Poisonous Pedagogy, listening to them promote the necessity of suppressing feelings in children. Quote from A Poisonous Pedagogue: the infant must perceive order and discipline before he becomes conscious of them. I imagine what the infant perceives in this ostentatious display of false sanctity is very like what that puppy of Samuel Butler's did, nothing at all, but rather felt shock and confusion. Continuing, so that he will proceed, says our pedagogue, to the stage. Yeah, this classical training very much emphasizes stages. And it is those voices that get pushed forward and promoted, not the voices that advocate our love, our tenderness, our empathy, our wanting to further each other, are wanting to see beauty and love live in the world, to see a global society based in that, on those premises. So when the infant, says Mr. Poisoned Pedagogue, proceed so that he will proceed to the stage of awakening consciousness with good habits already formed and his imperious physical egoism under control. And my comment, imperious physical egoism, i.e. those abilities in which the subject excels over the tyrant, they hate that, or statesman, inciting his obsession to suppress them. Because how can they appear to be gods if they aren't supreme in all things? And I do believe they have used their secret weaponry against precisely such folk, unfortunately, our most beautiful brothers and sisters, who model hope, who inspire us with their brilliance. Continuing. Thus, the adult must instill obedience by the exercise of his power. This is done with a severe glance, a firm word, possibly by means of physical force, which curbs bad behavior, although it is unable to produce good behavior, and by means of punishment. Punishment, however, need not primarily cause physical pain, but can utilize withdrawal of kindness and of expressions of love, depending on the type or frequency of the disobedience. For example, for a more sensitive child who is being quarrelsome, this can mean removing him from his mother's lap. And keep in mind, we're talking about babies here, is when this training begins. Refusal of his father's hand or of the bedtime kiss, etc., since the child's affection can be gained by expressions of love. This same affection can be made use of. Now, that's utilitarianism taken to its most hideous extreme, taking note of the fact that our children love us and thinking, what use can I make of this? That is a truly diseased brain, heart, soul. This same affection can be made use of to make him more amenable to discipline. My comment, we've pointed out that what Plato's tribesmen do to us exposes their own sufferings unerringly as infants. For instance, I've noticed they like to use what we love against us, just as their love for their own parents was used against them. Continuing, we have defined obedience as submission of the will to the legitimate will of another person. And a comment from me: under a system of class, which today is totalitarian, who has the power to say what are the rules we must bend to, if not the few who by thievery and manipulation acquire the resources to monopolize decision-making, aka perpetuate into the future the instituted checks on our growth individually and as a people, because make no mistake, that is the point of keeping us under control, or the means, it is keeping us small. They do not want us to grow. Continuing, legitimacy in a legitimacy in a totalitarian order, quote unquote, is a matter of might makes right. And by the way, of course, those who have exclusive hold on global authority conspire to keep it, please, and we're going to be talking about this next week, hidden power. Of course they do. Can we please move on from our shock that they do heinous things in secret? Could we please stop trying to expose it and start talking about what we want, please? The vast majority of us understand this clearly. Only the propped up media intermediaries demand proof of it. That is their function. To engage in that diversion, proving that hidden power exists. While our most desperately abused brothers and sisters, and this of course requires that we have that global focus, because sad to say, it does seem that there are enough folks in the U.S. who are willing to accept that deal, which each day gets worse and worse for us, but they plan to have us totally, tightly under control before we really wake up. Let's don't, obviously, prove them right. While our most desperately abused brothers and sisters, forced to enact cautionary roles in power's global supremacy game, suffer that fate, would provide an unseemly display of depravity. Rather, what we need, as Kropotkin says, is a clear conception of what global society we want. And it ain't hard. Start with yourself, with your body, sleeping in, getting up and connecting with who you want to connect with. Force absent from our global order, not just from our lives, and I shouldn't use the word order, from our human society globally, not just from our individual lives. We want force gone. Truly, we have the technology to do the rest. We have our hearts to do the rest. Trust that. As Eric Fromm said, have faith in your brothers and sisters and their longing to be free, just like yourself. A clear conception of what global society we want. It is for the work of discussing and fleshing out and promulgating this picture that core leadership, the kind we talked about with Peter, the kind that steps up when it's needed, the kind with just that little bit of extra energy and initiative, those willing to put that out, to do that, to get us to that flow, breakthrough, the logjam of inertia.